Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wallings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wallings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to catch our drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko.
That's all I want to catch here is the drift.
Don't go there. Okay, so what we do every Saturday on the drift is go over the news that I put on the Daily Drift. And if you're not going to the Daily Drift, you should be. It's the news you need to know. www.thedailydrift.com. And read it. Educate yourself. Get the information in a nice, succinct little package, and you can actually have it emailed for free directly to your email.
You don't have to get all that ink on your fingers. You
That's
know?
Right. It comes easy. It doesn't get any easier than that, right?
The news you need to know.
Yeah. So you can catch this show live, of course, every Saturday at 2 o'clock. And if you miss it, you can catch it on podcast at Red Nation Rising Saturdays and Sunday evenings. And, of course, we're also on Spreaker and SoundCloud and YouTube. So we're the easiest show to find, The Drift, not the Daily Drift. And so there we go. Let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton. 810-227-6000. 810-227-6000. Great little place. If you haven't got plans tonight, get out there and do a comedy show. This week they've got Floyd J. Phillips. He played last night and again tonight, and they do a great little comedy show out there, and food is great at Burroughs. If you haven't been out there, it's definitely a destination, so check it out. Burroughs-Roadhouse.com or call them at 810-227-6000. Okay, so if you're not following me on Gab, Ed, did you get a Gab account? You did, didn't
yes,
you?
I yeah. did.
Do
yes.
you use it at all? I never see anything.
No, I don't.
All right, gab.ai. It's getting handier, and they now have the little app for your phone.
Do they have the
yes,
app?
Yes.
See,
app
I checked last it's, week. I couldn't find it.
It's beta. It might be only for those of us who actually coughed up a little cash to help them out.
Like you. Okay.
But it's coming, so you'll just check it out. Send them something. Send them a buck, and they'll probably give it. Gab.ai or Twitter, and my handle is at Gary Daily Drift. So check it out. It's a good way to stay informed. Twitter now, you're 20 minutes ahead of the news cycle if you're on Twitter. I can guarantee you that. But what we wanted to start out with this morning was the power of Wham and the power of this radio show. Because I'm sitting, and I was telling you earlier, I was sitting down in my bunker doing work on the computer this Wednesday morning. And, of course, Fox News is in the background blathering on. And all of a sudden I hear, rumor has it, Kid Rock is running for Senate. And I turned around and I went, what the hell did I just hear? And sure enough, they were talking about it. And I went, oh, my gosh, you know, somebody was finally listening, right?
Yep.
I mean, and I was telling you earlier.
Subliminal.
So, I guess, right? And Derek, let's go with track one, right? And let's play. So this is from a show on December 17th, right? Go ahead and play that. I'm going to go back to the one that I do. I do this on Twitter fairly often. I do it on Facebook again. If you're going to draft somebody, I think this election showed us, Joe, that, you know what, if you're going to win a general election in this country, and probably especially in the state as well, you have to have some celebrity status. You have to have something above and beyond just the platform that you put out there. And so for me, if you're going to draft someone, I want a guy that I know can win the state hands down from Debbie Stabenow, because she's got a machine. She's got money. She's going to win that position unless you throw the top-notch person who's super popular against you. You need a populist. You need a patriot. You need somebody. And I'm still saying it's Kid Rock.
Wow.
You know what I mean? He's a patriot. He's a Republican. He's a conservative. Why not? He's got the pop. There's not. Every Democrat, independent, and Republican will vote for him.
I forget you'd said
that. Well, that goes back to Penske.
All right, so we go back way, way back. I think my first email to his camp was, or Facebook post, or I think I messaged him on Facebook first, was January 5th of 2015. That's how far ahead of the game we are on this show.
So
right?
prescient.
Yeah, and so it goes back farther. Let's go with track two, Derek, because this is actually election day when we did our election special here in the studios. Go ahead and play that in track two.
He's got that just massive guitar tone. It was pretty cool to see him up there doing that, though. So, Ted Nugent, thank you for finally getting on board. He's been on board for quite a while, but it's good that he's going out and stumping at these rallies. I was waiting for Kid Rock. I didn't see Kid Rock show up last
night. What's the chance of getting Kid Rock or Ted Nugent to run for Debbie Stabenow's seat in 2 years?
Boy,
that would be cool.
You know what I mean? Here's two super patriots who have super popularity, and I think this election has shown. So you know what, Kid Rock, and I've sent things to his manager before.
Yeah.
Listen, why not?
He's actually very smart.
Yeah, so there you go, right? I mean, this goes back, and I think Joe can testify who calls in all the time, because it's normally when he's calling in, that's when I bring it up for whatever reason. But obviously, we're ahead of the curve, and somebody is finally listening, and I tried to get hold of Jimmy from Manchester to let me know if he had gone to the convention, but I found it on MLive. It was Wes Nakagiri who dropped the name at the convention. I think it was last week or a week and a half ago when they had the convention. So Wes, thank you very much, sir, for picking that up and dropping that name, because I'm going to stick by it, and I'm going to tell people. There's actually a crowd pack now. Go to crowdpack.com, and you can actually, they won't charge your card, but you can say, I want to donate $5, $10, $20 to a Kid Rock campaign for Senate, and they won't charge your card unless he actually runs.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah, I like
so
that.
that's how big it has gotten in just this last week, because, you know, Wes dropped it, and of course MLive picks it up. It was the liberals picking it up saying, you crazy Republicans, you're going to run a Kid Rock. Shut up.
Somebody on Facebook said, Kid Rock, are you serious? You know, what are his views? I said, it's a vote. Just like Stabenow, all we need is a vote. I don't need a brain. I just need a vote.
Yeah, well, what it comes down to is, you know what? Number one, I don't want political experience. Because, you know, what has political experience gotten us for the last 50 years? $20 trillion in debt. Do you think I need a political experience? No. Anybody that's got political experience, hit the road, Jack. That's all I can say. Because you're not doing anything. You're not bringing anything to the party other than a bill. And I don't need any more of that. So I'll take another success. The similarities are crazy. Successful businessman, right? He proven himself in his own right of being a musician. And whether you like his music or not, I like some of his songs. I don't like all of his songs. But he's proved himself as a great marketer, a great businessman. And he knows what he's doing when it comes to that. And he's a patriot. He plays for the military all the time. You know, I want a politician who loves the military. I'm sorry, I do. These guys need to be loved and taken care of because, you know what, they keep us all safe.
And just like Trump, he doesn't have the normal political hairstyle.
I think, you know, that would be my first suggestion to Kid Rock. You want people to take you seriously? Go get a nice haircut and put a sport coat on. You don't have to wear a tie or anything else. Put a sport coat and cut your hair. And you know what? People go, wow, he's serious. Really?
It also wouldn't vote for him either. Oh, he sold out.
No way. I guarantee it, hands down, if he threw his hat in the ring, and he'd have to sit with, you know, I would say get hold of Larry Arn at Hillsdale College.
Ooh.
and set your platform up.
Yeah.
Use this. We've got some really smart people in this state, and they would stand by him. Go to Hillsdale College. Base everything on the Constitution. And you can have a simplest, safest platform, and you run on that, you stick to that, and you tell the media to go pound sand.
And you would be his campaign manager.
I'm not good enough to do that, but you know what? There are people here in the state who could do it. And you know what? I'd give them all the airtime I could, obviously.
Yep.
But he's got a big interview coming up with Chris Wallace, I think, this Tuesday, unless it's happened already. But I think it's coming up, not Chris Wallace. Yeah, no, not Chris Wallace. Dan Rather, the failed guy.
Really?
Yes, the guy. Yeah. Thrown under the bus for fake news. Yes. Yep. But Dan Rather's doing an interview with him, and we've got a little clip of that. Derek, you got track three ready. This is what I like. He's just a normal guy, right? Go ahead and play that.
Who are you? I mean, down deep inside yourself, who are you?
Oh, I don't... Somebody likes to have fun, who likes to treat people kind, have a great time, stands up for what he believes in at all costs, and... Yeah, I like to jerk people's chains a little bit. It's just fun for me, too, to have... You know, I have a double-wide trailer up there, but I got a dude who drives me around in a Rolls Royce with a Waffle House plate on it. I think that's awesome. I crack myself up with that. I'm like, this is... I mean, start playing the Star Spangled Banner right now. It's more American than that.
Yeah, you know, simple guy. He knows he's become the multi-mega millionaire, you know what I mean? Based on his just plain simple, I'm going to play something that people like. And you know what? Right there, that statement, A guy that stands by what he believes in no matter what. How many politicians do we have like that right now? One.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One, and his name is Donald J. Trump. You know what I mean? And that's what is just amazing about Donald Trump. Everything he's done, he's fulfilling the promises he made to us as a candidate. And people are screaming and bitching and moaning about it.
You watch the presser, right?
Oh, what?
The impressive presser.
I'm going to watch every presser from now on because you know what? It's the most entertainment you could ever imagine. It's just crazy.
Whoa. How can you not like somebody who inflicts such liberal butthurt?
Hey, you finally used it, didn't you, Derek? Awesome. I love that little clip.
You're not just fake news. You're very fake news.
That's right. Let's take a call from Jenny in Brownstown. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
Hey, what's up? Anyway, that presser was great.
Yes. Ma'am. Yes, it was.
That was
right.
Awesome. It was so good.
Ranting and raving. Yeah, right.
You know, that's the greatest thing. There was really no ranting. He's just calling it like it is. Yep. I'm sorry. If the truth hurts, the truth hurts, you know? Jim Acosta, you got to feel bad for him, kind of, you know? They
so
literally
good.
Just...
I'm checking your family tree.
What do you got, Jenny?
Anyway, no, I don't feel bad for the media at all. Sorry. Anyway, but now Ted Nugent, I don't know anything about Kid Rock, but if Ted Nugent was run... Oh, my gosh, he would, well, anyway, it would be great.
Yeah, I would love to see Ted run, too, but I think Ted does not have the same draw that Kid does, popularity-wise, because Ted is pretty extreme, you know, and I don't think Kid Rock has ever gone out and shown a really extreme side like Ted has, so I think that's some baggage with Ted.
I think there's only a certain demographic that relates.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, I love Ted Nugent. You know, I love his music, I love his gun rights, I love everything about Ted, but he's a little extreme, and I don't think that plays. I mean, you have to have some just moderateness to it in order to get independents and liberals to vote for you. And I think Kid Rock could do that.
Well, in the age group Kid Rock appeals to, they're familiar with them a little more than Ted Nugent, I think.
Yeah, I think every union guy, every working guy, you name it, would be out there and they would vote for him. So, you know, Kid, if you're listening or if anyone knows, send it to his team. And exactly right. You said it on that one clip back there that nobody's going to want to Pastor Rick said that his management team will take a pay cut if he becomes a senator. But, you know, it's 6 years off. Take a little break from the music gig, right? Run. Yeah. All right, Jenny, anything else?
I don't know anything about Kid Rock. I don't listen to that kind of stuff. I don't even like Ted Nugent's music now, but, you know, I know more about him because he's out there.
Yeah, well, but, he's out there.
You know, right. Anyway, either one would suit me. I wouldn't mind if I've heard about Kid Rock's politics, but he would suit me, and it's great.
Yeah, well, the important thing is they're patriots, they like the military, they got some common sense, and they're conservative, right. Which means they're not going to be picking your pocket to spend money. So that's the important part of it.
And they could pull votes.
Yes.
All right, anyway, nice to talk to you guys.
You too. Thanks, Jenny. Appreciate the call. Okay, yeah, I mean, it's kind of makes you think, you know, but I was just ecstatic when I heard that on Wednesday morning. And again, thank you, Wes, for dropping that name at the convention because, you know what, I'll tell you, here's a funny thing. So I get stuff from the Michigan GOP all the time, right? You get your emails?
Yeah.
And so I replied back when I got one after the convention, you know, and they said something, and I said, you already got a candidate for Senate. It's Kid Rock, and I hit reply all. And sure enough, it went to anybody who was on that email.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Because I got it back again. I'm like, oh, man. So maybe that's pushing it, you know. Mm-hmm. Doggone it. Use some common sense, GOP guys. Find a candidate who's already got that little celebrity status. He's already got a household name. Yeah, he's a long-haired rocker, but you know what? He's a conservative. He loves the military, and he's a patriot. So doggone it. I'm going to say go for it. Let's take a call from Ken on line two. Ken, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I just want to pass on one observation. Now, Kid Rock, I heard, identifies himself as being a libertarian. Now, if he's a traditional libertarian, that would mean he's pro-choice when it comes to abortion. It would also mean, as a libertarian, that he believes in legalizing marijuana and other questionable things. So if Kid Rock was to get involved and run, he would lose the vote, guaranteed.
Yeah, but you're making assumptions. Yeah, you're making assumptions on that. So at
there
least,
are flavors. There's a scale of libertarian.
Stop bringing me down, Ken. You know, Mr. Negative. Let him decide and declare before you throw him on the bus.
He's not a Muslim.
Now, realistically, I don't think he would run. I think he's smart enough to realize that he would rather continue to be an entertainer than a politician.
Yeah, I'm sure. But you know what? A guy with as much patriotism in his heart as he has just might see the light, you know?
Yeah, well,
so
Trump took
I'm
going
to tell people, you know,
president.
Talk it up on Facebook, talk it up on Twitter, and maybe he'll, you know what? You can't be a long-haired rocker forever, right? You got to do some other things in your life.
Well, look at Sonny Bono.
Well, maybe we can find another conservative, I should say, conservative businessman to run. We don't need any libertarians.
Yeah.
Well, remember, Sonny Bono was a long-haired singer, and he was made a Republican in California. He ran for office there.
Yeah. All right. Well, Ken, thanks a lot. We got the calls just dropping in on us. Take care.
Take it easy.
Jimmy on line 3. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. Long time no here.
How you doing, Gary? I think Kid Rock has got a very good chance of winning. He's just liberal enough and conservative enough to appeal to the purple people in that state.
Yeah, I would say that.
That's kind of what it takes, yeah.
Yeah, I would say that. I mean, he probably won't please people like Ken, maybe, but there again, it's that draw, you know, maybe, depending on what he would come out with as a platform, and who knows. But now, did you go to the convention last week?
No, I didn't. I only was elected as an alternate, and I was last on the list.
Okay.
So I just said, nah, I'm not going to bother. It wasn't that important.
Right. Okay, well, you missed the fireworks. I'm sure people looked at Wes and went, what the heck? Come on, Wes, what? Yeah, so.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, and I have to disagree with Ken, respectfully. I love Ken, but... I have to respectfully disagree. I'm a libertarian, and I'm very pro-choice. You know, I am for the legalization of medical and medicinal marijuana, but because I just treat it like alcohol and tax it and make money.
Right, you know, right.
And now the opioid drugs and things like that, of course not.
Right.
But the drug like that, something you can grow in your backyard, just leave people alone.
Well, see, now there's that scale again, because I know libertarians who are, you know, they'll go for the opioids. They say, whatever, you know, cocaine doesn't matter. There's a scale. So somebody says they're a libertarian, and it becomes small L, large L.
I don't know. I got to draw the line probably right around the marijuana thing. And even that, I think there needs to be. I don't know. I haven't seen enough data. I'm a data guy. Show me more data and we'll see.
We can watch Colorado.
All right. Anything else, Jimmy?
Well, you know, I mean, getting to that, I mean, I'm an actual grower of medical marijuana. My wife and I, neither one of us use the drug. We do not use it. We provide it for medical marijuana patients. And, you know, I really don't see this huge issue with it. And I'd be willing to bet you that you know people that smoke it.
Oh yeah.
Well, I know somebody who does what you do and grows it.
Yeah. I once said out of college, I did a paper on drug testing in college, and I used to call them the ODUs, the occasional drug users. So these aren't the people that are addicted or everything, but they're people that would recreationally use it. And I think at that time, you know, that was the 80s, right? I think the ODU percentage, occasional drug users, was like in the 70%.
Yeah, but all it takes, and I want to warn people, because whatever your feelings about it are or not, I hired a guy and I had to let him go shortly after because he failed the hair test.
Right.
Now, if somebody smokes off duty, you know, they're not at work, they're not high, it doesn't affect me. But it's the rules, and in a lot of companies, they'll do the drug test, and if you don't pass the screening, you don't have a job.
Yep. Yeah, that's
it. Well, the problem with that is the insurance companies. It's the liability and the workman's comp insurance companies.
I understand.
That's the real issue with that.
I'm just saying that people could lose their employment.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, cool.
But they won't take your job if you're on a prescription Vicodin. But if you're a medical marijuana patient, they'll take your job away, or they won't pay your benefits.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. That doesn't make sense. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Jimmy. I appreciate the phone call, man.
Yep, have a good day.
You too. Take care. Let's take a call from Will on line 1. Will from Ypsilanti. How you doing, man?
Good. Hey, wanted to put my vote in for Kid Rock too, because one of the things would be great was when they'd be taking a vote. You're talking about good taking Debbie Stabenow or
It's Debbie Stabenow. She's up in 2018, and she's beatable. But it takes somebody with some celebrity status and some success behind him. You can't just walk in with a Pete Hoekstra. Pete Hoekstra last time, God love him, but he didn't even debate her, for crying out loud. You know what? The Republicans in this state are just idiots. They really are. You know, let's pick a winner right from the get go and slam dunk this.
Absolutely. I think the other reason would be the roll call in Washington. Could you imagine that?
Senator
hey,
Rock.
That's my story.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Gary.
All right, man. Have a good one. Take care, Will.
Bye-bye.
Let's grab Joe from Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, yeah, I heard I was
5 minutes, 30 seconds.
The original back post or back segment that you played, and then you mentioned me again, so I figured, yeah, I'd call in. You know, I'm said all along I'd be with you on somebody like Richie. It would be fun. It would be great. And unlike Jimmy, I'm not going to drag you down and shoot down your dream.
No, that was Ken. Ken shot down my
dream. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, it would be great. And I think you should keep it up. And the same with people talking about Ted Nugent. And most people know about my Facebook group, Thanks a Lot, Debbie. And if you don't, check out Thanks a Lot, Debbie Facebook group. It's meant sarcastically. And Richie and Nugent have come up on there. And whether or not they would ever run, which isn't very likely, you should keep it up, because if we could at least at all get them involved
with
the campaign.
Yeah, if nothing else, you're right. Get them involved and pushing, because you know what? Those guys have the ability to draw and raise money and everything else. So that's a great idea. So I'm going to just tell people, you know what? Get on your Facebook, spread it around, spread this today's podcast. I mean, we're going to have a podcast a half an hour of talking Kid Rock for U.S. Senate, right? And and you know what? And all I would say to Kid Rock is, you know what? It's 6 years of your life, man. Put in 6 years. I know it's a pay cut. I know it's a pain in the butt. But you know what? Take 6 years off. Take one for the team. Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? It's not that difficult. Go to Washington and listen to the people back home. You know what I mean? Use the common sense and use the Constitution, and make your decisions based on that, and you'll never go wrong.
I agree with you. We need the non-politician like that. And people who are old enough to remember back when John Kuhn, the Libertarian, was seriously running and getting a lot of support. Nugent was rumored to support him and did originally. But then Spencer Abraham looked like he'd actually have a chance to win, so Ted Nugent switched to Spencer Abraham. And I don't think it was Spencer Abraham that won the race. I think it was Ted Nugent that won the race for him. So by having them involved would be helpful and bring new eyeballs and ears and pocketbooks to a campaign that would otherwise not be there and help us win. And I'll stick as my fallback the non-politician rich guy who could pull a Trump in Michigan, Roger Penske, because I think he's actually doable.
Penske, yeah, maybe.
When he agrees to run, let us know.
as long as he gets up and debates Debbie. And the other thing is, you got to look at these farmers in the state, you know, because these farmers in the state do. I mean, they're a special interest unto themselves, and they still support Debbie because she sits on an ag committee and tries to bring money and rules for them. You know what, you Republican farmers, because you're all Republicans out there, stop voting for somebody who's destroying the nation. She's been lockstep with Obama for 8 years, and she's going to vote against Gorsuch for SCOTUS, too. You know what I mean? So if you're going to get on the line to Debbie Stabenow, tell her, hey, you and Peters should be voting for Gorsuch, but they won't. They're going to go with Chuck Schumer and vote in lockstep with the Democrats, because that's what they are. They could care less about the people of Michigan.
You saw on the drift, or you saw you on Gab, we're friends, and I promoted a couple of your items and your the ban the ninth or abolish the ninth.
Yeah.
You see me helping you promote that. So, yeah, keep up the good work. I mean, you're putting out some good stuff, and people should be indeed sharing the podcast. These local shows are far more important than these national jokes like Hannity and them.
Well, there's the end of the hour. So I appreciate the call, Joe. You keep up the good work on your end, too. Take care.
Take care, my friends. Love you guys.
All right. And Tom from South Line, we'll get to you in a minute. Hang past the break, and we'll see you all on the other side.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. President Trump returns to his campaign theme when he holds a Make America Great Again rally later in Melbourne, Florida.
Many like Lucy Carpenter are hoping to hear the president will soon reform immigration.
People have to be legal, not illegal. I come from Philippines.
It's the president's first rally since his campaign victory.
Fox's Evan Brown. Norma McCorvey, known as Jane Roe in the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade case legalizing abortion, has died. 20 years after the 1973 decision, she spoke as a born-again Christian.
I do not want any more women to be injured by abortion, nor do I want any more children to die. I want the Supreme Court to know that abortion hurts women as well as killing their child.
McCorvey was 69. The blind Egyptian Sheikh Omar Abdel Rahman, serving a life sentence for his part in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, has died at 78. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Mark with Ashelman Equipment. Need help with your property maintenance? Ashelman Equipment has LS tractor loaders ready to go. Power steering and hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Want to stay out of the weather? Cab tractors with heat and AC in stock. Buckets, forks, snow blades are changed with just a pull of a lever. LS Tractor is the highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction. Awarded by EDA for 2015 and again in 2016. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
It's 2017. If you're thinking about investing in your house, now is the time. Check out woodrehab.com or call 248-506-6175. Use this year's tax refund to spruce up your house. And what better way than upgrading your tired kitchen cabinets? Wood Rehab can give your kitchen cabinets a new look at a great price. Don't replace them. You can paint or refinish without emptying your cabinets in this very non-intrusive process, which averages 7 days from start to finish. Call 248-506-6175. Ask for Dave. WoodRehab.com will give you 10% off if you mention this ad. 2017 is a great year. Get it started with a brand new kitchen. Call 248-506-6175. Or go to the web at WoodRehab.com and get your kitchen renovation started today.
It's been 5 years since we met Kelly Brighton. Just before her weight loss surgery.
I was almost 300 pounds. Because of the Michigan Bariatric Institute, I've lost the weight. I now have the tools to keep it off. I am a better mom, I am a better wife, and I'm just a better Kelly Brighton, I think.
Begin your journey. Try a free monthly educational seminar at St. Joe's Livingston. Visit stjoeshealth.org/MBI to learn more.
And welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenko.
I don't know who that was playing, but that guy sounds like he'd make a good senator from the state of Michigan.
That's why Derek's such a great producer. He can just pull that Kid Rock stuff up and put it on there just like that. Isn't amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is Cheryl Stockwell Academy, 810-632-2200. If you're looking for something other than your public school districts, or if you're not happy with your public school you're currently in, up in Brighton, Cheryl Stockwell Academy has a K through high school charter school, and it's free tuition. So you can reach them at 810-632-2200, or you can go to www.csaschool.org. That's csaschool.org. And they got a really nice program up there, and they're located just off of downtown Brighton there past the post office. So pretty easy to get in and out of, and a great little academy to be going to. So if you're looking for a change for your kids, check it out, Cheryl Stockwell Academy. Well, let's take a call from Thomas in South Lyon. Thomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Tom.
Couple of things here just to note. The presser by Trump was excellent. He, Chuck Todler come out and said, oh, this is a travesty the way Trump is treating
I've
us.
Been doing that hashtag too, man. Chuck right. Todler hashtag. Yeah, that's a great one. The crybabies. Yeah, so you liked it?
Oh, I thought it was real good. And just to bring the reality and the hypocrisy of these alphabet news corps out there is something that is refreshing to us that have backed Trump. But my other question about getting rid of Stabenhole is, what about Debbie Dingell?
Yeah.
Dingling.
Well, you know what? That's what those people downriver have to finally open their eyes a little bit, because you know what? When I was 18, I think my first thing I voted for John Dingell, right? Because that's what you did.
And he was the second Dingell.
Yeah, and he was the second Dingell. That's what you did downriver. And people have to get out of that mindset of it's not a dynasty, for crying out loud. Put somebody in there who really cares, because John at least was kind of a Second Amendment supporter, but I don't think Debbie's a Second Amendment supporter at all. So people downriver, there's a lot of hunters and a lot of Second Amendment guys, a lot of union guys. She doesn't help you. She's not going to help you. Get rid of her downriver. That's all I can say. In 2018, vote her out of office and pick somebody new.
Oddly enough, she's doing – go ahead.
I grew up in Wyandotte, so I'm very familiar with that. I was there up until I was about 30, 35.
Yeah. And I grew up in Riverview, man. So when did you graduate from high school?
Pardon me?
When did you graduate from high school, Tom?
79.
Okay, so you're a little before me. I got out in 82 and couldn't stay downriver, so I left. But, yeah, I'm out here by you now.
I used to hang out downriver all the time.
Well, when does Dingling, when is her term up? Is it 2018?
2018. Yeah. Every 2 years for those congressmen.
And she's making meetings now, appearing opposed to NAFTA, making noises like she's opposing the trade deals. I don't figure that one. I don't get it.
Yeah, all I can say to people downriver is you really need to step up your game, take a harder look at some of the people that are running, and try and get her out of there. You know, and again, it would take, if you could find somebody from downriver who was famous. I don't even know anyone who's famous from downriver. So,
somebody down. The question is that during the day at work, I work for a custom builder, but during the day we listen to a lot of different talk stuff depending on the area and the location and the strength of the station. But also they're saying that the unions are now starting to back Trump because of his common sense and bringing jobs back. And so if we could switch the tide of the unions from just feeding off the Democrat teat, we might, make some inroads. And to where some of these states are, blue/red, we can make them a solid possibly red.
Well, she's not just downriver.
Look at the plane yesterday, the Boeing plane, or down that Trump
in South Carolina
went through the dedication.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, like you said, he's done more in, 4 weeks than a lot of presidents have done in their whole terms.
Right. Yeah, and you know what?
Which is refreshing.
Yeah, I think the problem with the union, I think the union guys have probably always known that, the union leadership likes to get that, they get money and kickbacks and everything else, and there's a reason why the union leadership, and all I can say to union guys is, change your leadership, man. Change your leadership and don't follow that same old Democratic pylon. You know what I mean? It's neat. It's crazy why they do that. So.
Yeah.
Here's another question. Maybe you guys can explain it. When they say it's the Democrat Party, but it's a democratic society, but a lot of times these news reporters are trying to use that word democratic to describe the Democrats, to make them sound a little more elitist or education, more smarter. Because sometimes I think the word democratic is used wrong when you're describing, they're a Democrat. They're not a Democratic.
Yeah. Well,
you're a Republican. Are you a Republicratic? I mean, how can you define that? Because I hear that, and am I misinterpreting or?
Well, no, we've been saying in our culture, we're spreading democracy around the world. And really, that tells about giving people a vote, except we don't have a democracy.
We have a republic.
I mean, yeah, you think of the Democratic Republic of East Germany, you know, or the Socialist Soviet Republic, you know. They all call themselves democracies or called themselves
democracies. In a true democracy, it's mob rule.
Yeah,
and that's the way the Democrats in this country want it, because they'd like to get rid of the Electoral College and let those mobs of people on the East and West Coast force the rest of us to live their lifestyle, which we don't want. And that's why the Founding Fathers had an Electoral College to begin with, because it gives a little more say to people out here in the middle, even though we may not have the sheer numbers in California or the sheer numbers in New York, you know what I mean? The Electoral College is there for a reason. And we don't have mob rule. We have a constitutional republic. That's what we are. We're not a democracy.
Yep.
And isn't there around 4,000 or so counties in the United States, individual counties, and Trump won close to 3,500 or 3,400 compared to Hillary's 300 to 400 counties?
If you know, I understand what you're saying about the counties, but really the political subdivisions that we need to be concerned about are congressional districts. And it's the congressional districts that give us the number of Electoral College votes. And quite frankly, that's why I think that we ought to be, at least in the state of Michigan, be pushing for district representation instead of winner-take-all for our electoral votes. If you got people
to understand district representation,
then perhaps they'd understand how a republic works more.
Yeah. Well, great call, man. I appreciate it.
And another thing is, I'm really sick of these snowflake weenies just crying and just can't accept. And they just, you know, 1-800-PROTEST, that's what it is, George Soros, 1-800-PROTEST. We got to find the source of this money. And some people need to go to jail.
Yeah, and that's a show unto itself, and we're going to do that show.
I think Hungary is looking at taking him down.
Yeah. All right. Well, Thomas, I appreciate
it. I definitely enjoy 1600 AM. You guys do a good job.
Well, thank you so much. All right, Thomas, take care. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Okay. And Joe from Wyandotte wanted to mention it was Jeff Jones who ran against Debbie Dingell last time around. So Jeff Jones, give it another shot next time. And you people downriver, look at Jeff Jones, for crying out loud. What have you got to lose? You know what I mean? If nothing else, try changing something for a little bit.
But, you know, that district comes as far as Ipsy Township, too. She's, unfortunately, my representative also. It's not just downriver. We have to understand that. It's
stuck
Belleville.
With the Dingell dish. There you go. Okay, well, I wanted to get into fake news a little bit, right? And this crazy hysteria that the Republicans and the Republican elites and the Democrats are all pushing. And part of it is the deportation, which you and I were talking about before the show today, right? Everyone's making this big hysteria about Trump's throwing everybody out of the country, is rounding people up, and now
National
the fake news
Guard.
Is their National Guard's going to round people up. Well, let's listen to track four, because here's some crazy liberal, and I think this is Julian Castro, along with some other Democrats, talking about the deportation. Go ahead and run track four, Derek.
It was hard to not leave that meeting and believe that the Trump administration is going to target as many immigrants as possible. The only hesitation they seemed to have was whether they would go after DACA recipients. There have been a few cases in the news where it's clear that they have picked up a few DACA folks. They have claimed that those individuals had some other offense attached to them.
Claimed, really.
So that they weren't just DACA recipients. They had done something else. Aside from that, everybody else is fair game for them.
All right, which is total and utter nonsense, because the facts came out, and Deporter-in-Chief Barack Obama has been throwing out more people in his time, per the time that Trump's been in. It's actually down now under Trump, right? And when he says immigrants, you know, he doesn't want to qualify it and say illegal immigrants, because 70%, according to ICE, 70% of the people being thrown out in the last 4 weeks are all criminal aliens, illegal aliens.
Exactly the ones that we want to get rid of.
Exactly. Once again, Trump is only doing what he promised he would do in the election.
And what people elected him for.
Yes.
And the will of the people.
This fakery that the media seems to be putting out is just incredible. And we got a track here from Sebastian Gorka. You know who Sebastian Gorka is? He's one of the advisors for Trump, one of the smartest men on the planet, frankly. And I love this guy. And so they're interviewing him about this fake news, and we'll get into the leaks a little bit. But let's listen to Sebastian Gorka and his take on this fake news.
Do you agree with Steve Bannon that the media is considered the opposition party?
I agree with Steve. I've known Steve for 4 years now. I agree with him that the media doesn't listen. They haven't drawn the adequate conclusions. I have to say maybe 80% of the reportage on the White House, just fallacious. I come in early morning, 7 o'clock, open the newspapers, and often I read stories that talk about events where I was in the room the day before, decisions being taken, policy questions, and the story bears almost no resemblance to reality, sometimes 180 degrees out of whack.
Is it a reliance on too many unnamed sources, a reliance on perhaps generating clicks and ratings and therefore maybe creating a little bit of hyperbole and fiction and then therefore selling it because that's what people want to read?
I think it's a combination of things. I think the clickbait issue is a problematic one. I think that the media, the bulk of the media, didn't really understand what happened on November the 8th when Donald Trump was elected to be president. And they haven't learned the lessons. If you look at the approval ratings for the media, they're appalling in general. We're like, what, 10% for the media?
10% among Republicans.
Among Republicans.
32% overall, according to Gallup.
32%. I mean, that really tells you that there's a general, you know, disenchantment with the media.
Do you still think there's a leak problem coming out of the administration? They seem to be damaging, and now I understand an investigation is going to be led. Do you know who's leading that investigation into any kind of leaks that may be getting out?
No, I know that we're looking into it. I don't know who's leading the investigation, but this is an issue. Some of those stories, the leaks don't reflect what happened if you look at the phone calls and everything else, but we have to understand that this is a giant organization, the White House. Under the Obama administration, the National Security Council bloomed to 420 people. I mean, Eisenhower had 25. Think about that. Reagan
That's
had
huge.
75. Obama had 420. And a lot of those people are still here. We have legacy individuals that are helping in the handover, and unfortunately, it seems that some of them are politically inclined and don't really accept a new commander-in-chief.
Yeah, so there's where these leaks are coming from, right? Bad enough that we've got fake news, and let me run this before we take our next call. Derek, you've got track six. Now, this is Nancy Pelosi and Elijah Cummings, two of the stupidest members of the House of Representatives. These people are idiots. So after General Flynn resigned, somebody put up a fake Twitter feed that said, I'm a scapegoat. Well, these two idiots, instead of verifying it, you know, just went ahead and ran with it. Derek, you got track six. Let's play this.
Madam Leader, just this morning, Flynn tweeted, and this is a quote, scapegoat, end of quote. Scapegoat. He basically described himself as a scapegoat. And so I believe we need to hold a public hearing with Flynn to get to the bottom of this.
I didn't know until I heard from our colleague that the tweet of General Flynn today was scapegoat. Scapegoat. You know what a scapegoat is? That means in a community where people want to absolve themselves of guilt, they get a goat and they heap all of the ills onto the goat and then they run the goat out of town. So the inference to be drawn from his statement is that other people have blame that should be shared in all of this. The good news is that General Flynn is gone because he was totally inappropriate, wrong for the job. But the questions that arise are even bigger. I have a tweet I'm going to make. I'm telling my staff right now. It's not scapegoat. It's Stonewall.
Here's my tweet for you, Nancy Pelosi. Idiot. Hashtag yeah. Idiot. They don't even bother to check into it. You have staff. You have millions of dollars worth of staff, Nancy. Why don't you verify something before you get out and make a complete ass of yourself? This woman does not belong on Capitol Hill. She doesn't belong in a school. She doesn't belong anywhere. I don't know how you can be so absolutely stupid like her and Elijah Cummings. These people are just retarded, mentally retarded, I swear to God. I'm flabbergasted when I heard that. And who would go on to make a big, long story about a scapegoat defining a scapegoat? You're an idiot, woman. Please, just shut up and go away. And the people of California, you should be embarrassed. You should be highly embarrassed. Well, here, let's talk about our reach of this show and Wham. Jeff Jones must have overheard us talking about Debbie Dingell. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you for having me on the show.
All right, so for those who don't know, Jeff Jones ran against Debbie Dingell this last time around, and unsuccessfully, unfortunately. But go ahead, Jeff. What do you got to say?
Well, a couple things, you know. And I, even though I was unsuccessful in the win, I was successful in a lot of other ways. And so, you know, basically getting more votes than any other Republican, and 30-some thousand of those votes were from the other side. So it was great. But the unique thing about Debbie is she has yet to produce one piece of new legislation. She introduced seven bills in her time so far, but they were failed bills of her husband's. All she did was went to a file cabinet, opened up the file cabinet, changed the name on the legislation, put her name on it, and they all failed as well.
Well, I got to say, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing, but again, at the same time, when you think of, you know, $174,000 a year salary for the last 3 years and her staff that makes, you know, $80,000 a year and some of the other people you collect of that, that's us paying for that. So we're dropping millions of dollars for no production and no representation in, you know, in the 12th district, and that's Debbie Dingell.
Yeah, I, you know what, Jeff, all I can say, are you going to run again?
I am, okay, and I'm looking forward to it. And we've got some great stuff ahead. And, you know, again, she just continually attacks the Constitution. So it makes it fairly simple to just stand on the Constitution where she stands against it. And whether it's in the 12th, she attacks the Second Amendment almost in every other state, you know, and you know, supports bills, you know, other states that attack our, you know, our opportunities of freedom. And so we just take a stand directly in the opposite direction for the truth and stay on the Constitution. This is where she wants to continue the attack.
Right. Well, Jeff,
so
all
can I pick up a campaign sign?
It's right. It's that time. So make sure you start early, Jeff. And if you need time, yep, make sure you get down here to the station or call into the shows, and we'll get you on. Because we do need downriver and in the Ipsy area a new congressperson. And hopefully that would be someone other than Debbie Dingell. Hopefully you, if you're out there fighting for it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that opportunity.
All right. Take care, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Ah, nice. Get the phone call from a congressional candidate. It's never too soon to start, right?
I'm waiting for Kid Rock to call in.
Yeah. I'm sure his management is hiding this kind of stuff from him. Well, let's take care of a little business. I know it's a tough subject, but if you have the loss of a loved one, Borick Jennings Funeral Homes is a great place to take care of those final needs. They have funeral homes in Hamburg, Howell, Brooklyn, and Manchester, and you can visit them at BorickJennings.com. Losing a loved one affects the entire family, so if you haven't made plans for yourself, think about it, because you don't want to leave it to your loved ones. They're already going to be grieving and mourning, and it's tough enough to try taking care of business when you lose somebody important to you. So take that upon yourself to take care of your own needs ahead of time, and that way you won't have it. So that's BorickJennings.com, or you can reach them at 810-231-0200. Don't leave it to the last minute. Think of the future. Okay, I find it great that Jeff was able to call in like that. But let's talk. I'm going to move down, Derek. We want to talk about the border wall a little bit. We're going to go all the way down to Track 9. There's been some people that talk to me on Facebook. Oh, let's not spend money on a border wall. Let's not do anything with the border wall. You know what? It's important, and here's why. It's going to cost you, but it's going to save in the long run. And here's Stephen Miller. Did you see Stephen Miller?
Yeah, yeah.
This guy is on. You want to talk about focus.
Sure. Yeah.
Every show I saw him on, he's on the money. This guy is a machine. Let's listen to him talking about the border wall, Track 9.
Stopping new illegal immigration, preventing the effects that will have on our schools, on our hospitals, on our welfare system, on our wage earners, will save taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars. This wall will pay for itself many, many, many times over. And it's just astonishing to me that the media is so interested in how much it costs to secure our border and has no interest in the cost of refusing to secure our border.
All right, Center for Immigration Studies, and that's probably what he's basing a lot of this on, is stating that this border wall, be it the combination of fence or border wall or whatever else they're going to do, it really only needs to stop 9 to 12% of illegal crossings to actually pay for itself. The estimated $12 to $15 billion cost of the wall would be quickly offset by the savings of the government if fewer illegal immigrants arrive in the country over the next decade. The analysis states that one illegal immigrant costs state and local governments approximately $75,000 in a lifetime. Just do the math. Well, if we've got 11 million people here, now granted, not all illegal immigrants are criminals. Not all illegal immigrants are shirking and stealing from the system. You know, but even somebody who is here illegally will go to the emergency room if they're sick, right?
Yep.
And that costs all of us money. You want to know part of the reason why your medical bills are so high? Because somebody has to pay for those people who – and if they don't pay, and they won't pay, that gets saddled onto the rest of us.
When somebody's working under the counter because they can't work over the counter, well, basically that's taxes that aren't getting paid. And,
yeah.
And in a lot of cases, that's cash that's being siphoned out of the country and is being sent over the border instead of being spent in the local community. There's two right there.
Yeah, the cost of the wall, they're saying, has gone anywhere from $8 billion to $20 billion. But if you're going to save, they're talking up to $215 billion, it's paying for itself. Why would you not do it?
That sounds like a lot of money in your and my household budget. But in the larger scheme of things, it's an investment.
Yeah.
It's a national investment.
That's exactly right. And the biggest part of, you know, you want to look at it and say, oh, you know, there's jihadists just over the border training. Well, we've got jihadis right here training already. But you want to secure the border for national defense, period. That's simple. You want to control the border so that you can control who's coming in and out of the country.
Well, drug cartels that are bringing in drugs that, you know, you may be a libertarian or not, but frankly, the drugs that come into this country are damaging people, and they're costing us through crime. They're costing us through recovery programs. The very pain of dealing with people who are addicted. I mean, there's all kinds of costs of the drugs that come to this country.
Yeah.
Across that border.
Yeah, you know, and it affects from an economic standpoint. And people will say, oh, if we stop having illegal immigrants come, the price of our grapes and apples and fruit will go up. No, you can put
automate.
You can automate. No, but you can have people come here legally and then tax them or whatnot. Still, it'll go up a little
bit. We have that.
But here's the problem. It affects more than picking your fruits and vegetables. Because you know what? I'm a trades guy, right? I went through college painting and drywalling and then carpentry. And you know what? I got chased out of every trade I ever went into. You know, start out as a painter, and at one point I couldn't paint anymore because, you know what, there were illegals working here and doing it for so much cheaper that the apartment owners and the big companies were like, we're just going to hire these guys. They're cheaper than your company. You know, that's the end of it. And then they did it in roofing, and they did it in drywall, and they did it in landscaping. And now it's brick and block and cement work. You know, as a tradesman, you used to be able to make a living, buy a house, and raise a family. Very hard nowadays.
Yep.
You know, you've got trades guys waiting around for these union jobs to call up. Oh, you got to wait for a big job to go up downtown. Well, you can't. You know, bring it back. Yes, there's going to be some wage increase, and that means price increase. But doggone it, control the border, and we can get a handle on what's going on with our jobs.
My kids went through high school picking corn.
Yep, there you go.
You know?
All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com, and we'll see you next week.